brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two. We are live. It is January 1st, 2007. That's going to take some getting used to. And we have wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be getting into the execution of Saddam. Was it real? Was it staged? If it is real, what does it mean? What are the implications? We'll be taking your calls. Also, it has resurfaced my 9/11 broadcast. Now, would somebody please find my 7/7? Not my 7/7, my July 25th, 2001, Exposed the Government Terrorist broadcast. And pretty much any show in those 2 months leading up to it, I was warning people, call the White House, tell the government, don't carry out the attacks, don't blame it on your asset, Bin Laden. We have the TV show where I did it. And then I asked the network, like a year after that, to send it to me, and I'm not blaming the network, but they sent me the wrong show. So obviously somebody out there has got my July 25th, 2001 program. The reason that one's important is I did 3 hours on how they were going to attack the World Trade Center. And I really want it. Well, I also really wanted my 9/11 broadcast, and it just popped up on YouTube. So I want to thank the person that did that. They put 3 hours up there in, what, three different clips. And it's up on prisonplanet.com. But I'm going to play. I haven't had time to listen to all of it. I listened to like an hour of it a few nights ago. And, man, it's powerful stuff, very powerful. So we're playing that at the bottom of this hour. But we have a caller online. He's still there, isn't he? I was talking to Duvall in Pennsylvania. Yeah, Duvall, for those that just joined us, go ahead and recap your question or comment on what I was saying to your question, and then we'll move forward.
Yes, I was just saying that if the 9/11 Truth Movement might suffer the same fate as the JFK assassination movement suffered, where after decades of research and questioning, most of the American public believes there was a conspiracy or a government involvement, but nothing really happens. It was just.
Well, what did you think of my answer that in 5 years the majority know it's an inside job? And 84% think they're being lied to. And now, because we've done this, it's hard for the globalists to stage more attacks because it doesn't work as well as it did in the past. The people don't rally around them as much, saying they're the saviors. The people go, wait a minute, you've been behind this in the past. You're probably behind it now. So, no, I don't think we're going to suffer the same fate. We better not, because if we do, our goose is cooked.
Yeah, it seems to be an extremely uphill climb, because even on let's say O'Reilly, or even on CNN, somebody from the Truth Movement, they can't even get 5 minutes of debate in there. They just get shot down and ignored, and it just seems like they can't even get a few minutes of time to express on national TV some of the facts.
Well, I mean, national television has actually been covering it, but only to try to counter it and spin it. Or they mainly, I'm now seeing a pattern of putting people up there that do say kooky things, and it gets pretty obvious when these people are on there, you know, 10, 15 times, and then, you know, Fox won't put me on with a 10-foot pole. Once they did, they wanted me to fly for some taped thing, and I didn't bite on that, but Kevin Smith did a great job. I mean, contrast what Kevin Smith out of my office did, my radio producer, versus what other people do on Fox News. So, have you seen Kevin on Fox? You ever see that?
The Planet Man Cow?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was that guy did a great job, because the guy for Planet Man Cow just was being ridiculous.
He made him look like a fool. Yep. Hey, I appreciate your call. We will come back and talk to Steve, Joe, Rob, and many others. It is the first day of 2007. We just broke up in a brand new year. We're breaking her in right now. Keep it locked in.
It's here.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Now 8 minutes, 25 seconds into the second hour of Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. I am your wartime broadcaster, Alex E. Jones, from Austin, Texas. It's important to introduce who I am, I guess, every once in a while, and it is a new year, so I'll do that, then we'll go to calls, and then into the Saddam news, and then into a vintage clip of my 9/11 morning broadcast on September 11th, 5-plus years ago. I am a 32-year-old native Texan of seven generations, and I got into broadcasting 12 years ago. I guess really more than that, but I've had my own show for 12 years. And I really woke up after Waco and then got involved, got on air right after Oklahoma City. I was already assisting behind the scenes before OKC. And I learned there was a plan to bring in a one-world government. It was stated, it was published, it was admitted, it was being carried out by the think tanks, implemented through our government, and I swore to fight it. And I asked God for help. And God used me as a vessel in the fight, and I think God's done that, and I think you should ask God to do that with you. And we've had a great effect. The enemy had the great weight, though, just of their years of planning and their financing, and they keep moving forward, but not without opposition. Before, it was a smooth highway. Now they're getting into bumpier and bumpier territory, bigger and bigger rocks. They're blowing tires. Their engine's smoking. And we're going to beat them, folks. Tyrants always tell you you don't have any power and you can't affect change and there's nothing you can do and everything's relative and go back to sleep. And that's because they're scared to death of highly motivated individuals and populations. We're going to bring them down. So that's who I am. I am, because I get emails about this every day still. I am not a 70-something-year-old Canadian tycoon, Alex E. Jones. I'm Alex E. Jones, too. I'm Alex Emmerich Jones. I don't know what his E is. I'm not the 8-year-old now, head of public relations for Scientology, named Alex Jones. I'm not him. I'm 32. I'm not a NPR Pulitzer Prize-winning radio and print journalist for the New York Times, Alex S. Jones. I'm not some Englishman, some big landowner named Alex Jones. I'm Alex Emmerich Jones. I just need to do that every few months. Really, no matter how many times I do it, it doesn't seem to matter. And that's basically it. That's who I am. And I'm dedicated to defending liberty, resisting tyranny. I am in the info war, and I do my best I can with our weapon, the truth, to smash their mountains of lies. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Chicago, Alex. I thought you were John Paul Jones for a minute there. I think you're the hardest working man at GCN. We have a certain charge nurse and guitarist who have a morning show and they don't show up for work lately. What I want to get to is, contrary to the Vino Bellicose lickspittles, these khaki brown noses, when they announce a war that says we're not winning, we're not losing, that means stalemate. That means a war of attrition, where units are burnt to a cinder and reconstituted over and over again. What we're doing when we send more troops over there is reinforcing a defeat. Now, if they wanted something that worked, why didn't they stick with the antebellum blue helmets?
Well, I mean, obviously, sir, I'm sure you know this. The Israeli plan of 1983 was the plan implemented by the Pentagon. It's a strategy of tension, of Balkanization. Brzezinski's now called it the Global Balkans. They want civil war. They want it to spread into Iran and Syria. They want three ethnic and subgroups killing each other. They want the war. Does a defense contractor make more money if they're a year or 20, 30 years? They're building permanent bases. They never had an intention of leaving. The Democrats would tell you they'd leave to get in. As soon as they get in, they say, we're increasing troops. We're going nowhere. We'll be there in 10 years. So all the people that are pro-war should be happy. The will of the people, the Constitution doesn't matter. Don't worry. Your masters run things. And don't worry. More soldiers will continue to die. And it'll stay at 3,000 forever. Doesn't matter if it's well over 10,000.
And the thing is, they never really had a casus belli to begin with. They went in there under these false pretexts, and it's never been proven that they had anything behind their reasons at all.
Absolutely. It's been proven that not that they screwed up about WMDs and thought they were there, but weren't. They premeditatedly. We have the White House, the Downing Street memos. The White House admits they're accurate, talking about how they were going to claim there were WMDs when there weren't, okay? I mean, we have them forging Niger yellow cake uranium. I mean, we have them in. We have them buying $1.6 billion in fake news in 2003 and 4 alone, every purchase illegal, buying off reporters. We have CENTCOM out of Tampa admitting they're buying fake news and got their disinfo people all over the web. I mean, this isn't a free society. That is scary.
No, it's more a plutocracy than it is a democracy.
It's dangerous. What do you see happening in the new year? What do you see happening in the next few months?
You know, I go to that job site, USA Jobs. That's the OPM, Office of Personnel Management, federal government official site. And they're putting on all these selective service clerks. There are a lot of job vacancies. To me, that's an indicator that something's in the wind. And these people, they get that jingoistic, chauvinistic type of propaganda going and tell these atrocity tales. And the people are not energized, but emotionalized. And they buy into this stuff. And it's just going to eventually, I think the thing is just going to they're dancing on the edge of a volcano. I think the thing's going to explode.
I hear you. Steve in Chicago, thanks for calling in. Look, let me just try to condense it down to simple, to something very simple. Rupert Murdoch newspapers in Europe and England demonize America and demonize the war. And that guy runs things with an iron fist. They give him talking points. Okay. Here in the U.S., they tell you how good the war is and how great it is and how patriotic it is. Now, what's going on there? You know, I mean, everybody thinks America's tromping off and engaging in this evil war and doing these bad things, and we're getting a bad name like we've never had globally. From the most loved to the most hated in the last 10 years. With Clinton in Serbia and now this. All of it. It's done by design. The war is launched to demonize America worldwide, to weaken the Republic, to weaken civil liberties, God-given rights, the Bill of Rights here domestically. And to also create large cadres of troops that have been kicking down doors and running checkpoints for years, coming home to do it. I mean, this is happening. So, if anyone wants proof, look at how Fox-owned, News Corp-owned entities will go along with the war all day long, here domestically, but demonize it overseas. Again, that's because America is meant to go do the dirty work of the European shareholders of our Federal Reserve, then the EU comes out smelling like a rose, and America is now damaged and no longer the lone superpower and totally bankrupt. And you're running around waving plastic, desecrated American flags made by Chinese slaves and got the nerve? You guys are so unoriginal. Every person that disagrees with me when I'm walking down the street, literally, 100 people stop and shake my hand and say thank you for the one person that drives by. It's they're always on a big hog or they're in some big fancy truck with hunting stickers and pro-Bush stickers all over it. They probably don't even know which end of a gun fires the bullets. And they go, hey, punk, where's your black helicopters? It happened this weekend to me. Happened about a week ago. That's all they've got intellectually. Hey, fools, do you understand very sophisticated people have seized this country and are using it up? Do you understand the very people that are getting rid of our sovereignty and are going for amnesty and hate crimes bill and all this stuff are the very ones that run the war? Can you compute that? And the caller's right. There's this macho-ness. There's this macho-ness that, oh, my son's in Iraq, or I'm for the war. We got to be for the troops. If somebody was throwing our troops off a cliff and they said that was supporting them, you go, okay, keep throwing them off. I support them. Well, we can't leave without victory. Victory is tens of thousands of dead troops for the New World Order, trillions of profits in the defense contractors, dead Iraqis, they were 25 million, they're now 22 million in the last 16 years, genocide and widening wars and dead children and cholera flowing through the streets. In a place that was industrialized with 60% of the college graduates being women, 60% of the doctors being women, there weren't any women wearing burkas over there, boys and girls. Big universities, rock and roll music, and Playboy on the shelves. And I'm not saying that's the sign of success, but the point is that was the one place where they had some freedom. Not anymore. Same thing with Serbia and Eastern Europe. You think you're going to build cars and airplanes? You think you're going to have mines? Uh-uh. Think you're going to have a good middle class without the globalists running you? Never! We'll have Al-Qaeda attack you. When you defend yourselves, we'll swoop in on you. So, I mean, you like being a fool. You like being conned. Hey, just don't let me get in the way of your wonderful life you've got ready for yourself. The people you love have destroyed your dollar. They've taken any money you've got in the bank and devalued it now by about 50%. It's right at 49%. If you like that, then good. It was a policy. Just at least know what your masters did to you. If you don't know, Fox News is there to destroy this country, and Fox TV is the most degenerate, family-destroying stuff out there. And if you don't know they're demonizing America with their TV and radio and print over in Europe, then just fine. You like being played like a sucker? You like having the New World Order run game on you? Then go ahead. Don't let me get in the way of it, okay? Don't worry. You're going to kill America. It's probably no going back, okay? We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Welcome back. All right, let me get to three calls right now, and I'm going to come back, get into Saddam, play the clip of my radio show back on the morning of 9/11, where we were interviewing structural engineer Jimmy Wright, who's on the ground by the tower, saying total control demolition. This is resurfaced, so we're going to play it. Right now, though, let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. 07. Hard to believe.
Yeah. Survived another year. I've been listening for a long time, and I hear you talk about the dialectic. And if I were to whip out in conversation how people would just say, what? So I decided to break things down as a dialectic for laymen, and I renamed it the ARC principle. Imagine a globe of the Earth, and the lines going from the top to the bottom are problems in everyday life. Around the middle or the equator is where the politicians or whoever promises you the world. And that's where I got the idea from. You've got all these parallel problems, but they don't connect any direct point until you go to the top of the bottom. On the top of the world, you have the people that ki bono, the ones that actually benefit. At the bottom, you have you, me, the real world effects, the unintended consequences. And so I was thinking, okay, well, if you take any problem, well, for instance, you got Bush on illegal immigration. His promise at the middle, he says he's going to stop illegal immigration. The action he takes is the American Union. Well, the problem that it sets up is that at the bottom, it indeed stops illegal immigration, which is now legal, but...
Well, yeah, that's like saying there's no more murder because we've legalized it. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, but the side effect is we have further job erosion to the Mexicans and Mexico. We have declining American wage, and we have American job loss. That would be at the very bottom point. But then,
and by the way, NAFTA and GATT have not been good for Mexico either, by the way. It doesn't really help them.
Oh, they're screaming that the Chinese are stealing their jobs that they stole from us, but well, I'll tell somebody who cares. Anyway, we have the actually who benefits at the very top, the ki bono. We have businesses.
Well, it's not
money.
Even, I mean, it's all about consolidating. These corporations wage war to create monopolies. It's economic warfare.
Well, you can use that for any problem that they throw out. Say, oh, we have to, well, for instance, you could do this really easily for the war. The promise is that this guy Saddam has all of these scary weapons of mass destruction. That's the middle, that we're going to take care of you. The action that they take is that we're going to start a war and we're going to liberate the people and all these promise after promise. But if you take a look at the top, who really benefits from this war? I'd say that, you know, 655,000 dead Iraqis would beg to differ that this war is good for them. At the bottom, where it affects you, me, and anybody else.
We pay for it, and oil prices go up. We're out of time. I appreciate your call. But they tell American men, you're manly when you're for it. You wear pink when you're against it. And they go, well, by gosh, I'm manly, I'm for it. I mean, it's just base psychology. But I want to explain to those guys who think they're part of the power system, if none of you were for it, the war would continue. Well, again, 78% of Americans are against the war, 70% of the troops, scientific pulse. The people all wanted the troops to come home, and what do the Democrats do? Oh, no, we're going to increase. It's never going to end. We'll put it into some political process that just drags on forever. So, isn't it the will of the people? Isn't it? No, it's the commander-in-chief. Good, then. It'll just continue. Great. Have it your way. But just know, you know, being for it, again, they think because they're for the war, like it's their war. You don't have any power. I'm talking about neocon followers. Stop being delusional. Let's talk to Peter in California. Go ahead, Peter.
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, it's great to talk to you. Did you ever hear the rumor that David Rockefeller had shot his brother Nelson in the head with a handgun? Because when I was working in 1979, that came over the radio, and I just couldn't believe it. And when I got home, of course, you know, he had died of a heart attack. And
no, I have never heard that. I heard that there was foul play involved. I know they threw a couple of secretaries off the tall buildings. The guy that was suing Karl Rove and having a big effect just started a new business and had a bunch of stuff, just flew off a 9-story building into the concrete.
Yeah, no, I heard about that too. But also a year later, I was.
Well, stay there. I want to hear what you heard about Governor Rockefeller, what happened with Nelson Rockefeller. Briefly on the other side, then I'm going to get into Saddam. I'm going to play this clip, get into some of the national, international news. Continue with calls. We have reached that waypoint, the halfway point, the point of no return. Into the transmission, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, and the websites. Check them all out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, up to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls, here that hide behind this. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe. But I see through your eyes.
Welcome back.
And I see through your brain.
We were talking to Peter, weren't
like
we?
I see through the water.
Who was the last caller I held over? Drain. Okay, Peter, finish up what you were saying.
Well, that was the end of the story. A year later, I worked for someone whose son was one of four police officers.
But, I mean, recap it. I mean, describe what you heard on the radio when Nelson Rockefeller died.
I was listening to KNX Radio News in 1979 in Northridge. I remembered exactly, you know, when you When you remember a certain something comes over the years.
It's like when you hear Kennedy got killed or Reagan got shot. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, it came over the air that David Rockefeller had shot his Nelson Rockefeller in the head at some estate, and there was an African-American butler that was a witness, and I think I heard that he was in institutionalized somewhere as a crazy man or whatever. But a year later, I worked for someone, and I talked to other people. They heard the same thing, too, but it was never repeated. It was on KNX. It was a news station. It's still on in Los Angeles here. Anyway, the real story is a year later, I was working for someone whose son was one of four New York police officers and two men in black that found Nelson Rockefeller supposedly at Radio City Music Hall. Actually, it was on Rockefeller Center. There's a tunnel that connects them. And what I think happened is they doctored up the head wound, and who knows what they did to the Manchurian candidate, to the Rockette, and she woke up, and, you know, there he is dead. But I can give you the name of a police officer, and I almost feel, I don't want to do it over the air, but, you know, if he mysteriously had an accident or some of his buddies all disappeared, you know, I can give you the name of a man who was there, okay? So I just, you know, reading the obituaries of the soldiers dying, I just decided I'm going to come forward, and I'm just not going to sit here and, you know.
Well, why hasn't this police officer gone forward?
I don't. Maybe he's not around. His father, I'm sure, has passed on. So maybe I can give you the name, and you can check it out. He was a New York City police officer, and there were four of them there. So anyway, that's one of the little things. There's other things I could tell you, but it's too unbelievable. But anyway, I could be willing to tell your screener, and then you could actually check this out for yourself.
Well, just since you're already going there, what else did they tell you about it?
Well, it's just there were, I guess, two guys in black. I don't know who they were, but there were four officers, and they were kind of like, I don't know how they were called there, but he'd already expired, and the girl was supposedly traumatized, and that's basically all they told me. Because, you know, apparently the officer wasn't going public with it, because he told his dad, it was kind of hush-hush, and that's basically what he told me. It was just a casual conversation. I mean, it was just 25, 26 years ago.
But how did they cover it up is the question.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'll be really upset if all four of those police officers, you know, mysteriously died somehow or no longer with us. You know, this was 1979, and, you know, it was just a matter of fact. I mean, I talked to one other person who he heard on the radio, too, and he was part of the John Birch Society. He says that was our first sign of an inward struggle. So there were many people, well, I don't know about many, but there were, you know, there were people who heard this. So you know, I'm not making this up. I kept.
Okay, well, we'll give the name and information to John. John, get that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, we'll get to Rob and Tom and Andrew and everybody else a little bit later. We'll have open phones, of course, in the third hour. Let me right now get into Saddam Hussein. Now, just out of the gates, whenever you're telling somebody about this, you can go pull this up and look at this for yourself. Don't want you to believe me. Go research it. If you're explaining this to somebody, I mean, I always tell them clearly, hey, I'm no fan of Saddam Hussein. Okay, we're just reporting the facts here. And, you know, it's analogous to, you know, parallel or an analogy would be there is, say, a mafia captain, high level in a crime family, but still mid-level in the overall national structure. And he's been involved in dozens of murders and carjackings of cargo and stealing and prostitution and gaming and everything. And he finally gets caught. And he goes to the lethal injection. But the judge is the mafia don who gave him all the orders over the years. And we know it's the Mafia Don. And then the Mafia Don gets up on TV and talks about how justice has been served, and this is a really evil mafia captain that went to the lethal injection chair. You'd go, what hypocrisy? What royal flush hypocrisy? This is ridiculous. The Don that gave the orders and made the money out of all this and got the power out of all this, they're more guilty than the capo who followed the orders. And that's how it works in law and in common law. So it's the same thing with Saddam. It is not debatable that at the age of 18 in the late 1950s, he was sent for 4 years for intensive CIA training in Egypt, in Jordan, and even in the U.S. He was sent back. He assassinated leaders. He wounded the president, the Ba'ath president. Finally, he'd had such a reign of terror as a guerrilla, using the Sunni minority against the Ba'athist majority, that the U.S. signed a deal, covert operations agreement, with the Ba'athists to work with them, but they had to put Saddam in as the head of Ba'athist security. So in 69, he becomes the head of Ba'athist security. Well, 10 years later, he stages a coup in 1979 and becomes president, becomes dictator. And the U.S. had a different policy then. It wasn't total Balkanization. It was actually bring the country along. So they had huge reforms. Christians, Jews lived in peace. He used the oil money to open all sorts of, you know the story. Museums, libraries, schools, water plants, power plants, first world country. Of course, a few years after they get him into power, really just about a year, they give him $30+ billion over the next 7 years. That's what's on the record, plus billions in aid with advisors. And it's on record that hundreds of CIA, former Vietnam and Korea commandos were sent in. And they were on the front lines in many cases with Saddam's Republican Guard fighting the Iranians. And the Iranians kept launching primitive nerve gas attacks. They kept launching cyanide gas attacks. It was really wiping out Saddam's forces. So the U.S. came in with the advice and how to spray and with the meteorological information and even with some of the spray canisters to be retrofitted to Russian helicopters. And, I mean, our government was there commanding with the satellites, with the frontline people, nerve gas counterattacks with sarin against the Iranians when the Iraqis were about to lose. They were going to lose. They were being overrun because the Iranians were using cyanide nerve gas. So the Iraqis hit back with U.S. help with nerve gas, and then later he did have the stuff. He did spray it on some Kurds. We always hear, on his own people. And I'm not defending that. It's terrible. But the point is, our government was literally running it. And I've got to watch them on news. He used nerve gas. He gassed his own people. It's like a mantra. He gassed his own people. He gassed his own people. He gassed his own people. They gassed his own people. He gassed his own. It's like a chant or something. A Vedic chant. Over and over and over again. It's on the record he's CIA. It's on the record they put him in power. It's on the record he does all this. And then finally in 1990, he's trying to pay BCCI back. He's trying to do all this stuff. He makes the mistake that Noriega does. He starts kind of blackmailing the West because they were threatening him. He was going, look, I'm your friend. You put me in here, and I've done everything you told me to do. And now I'm trying to pay back, 20-something billion to the Europeans, tens of billions to BCCI, was it 33-plus billion to the U.S. He owed money to everybody, and he was trying to pay it back, and he was pumping a bunch of oil. And remember, go pull it, in the news in 1990, OPEC's mad, prices at record low, 90-something cents a gallon, Saddam overproducing, remember? So they sent April Gillespie over to make a deal with him to reduce it. But the U.S. is going to put pressure on Kuwait to stop taking their oil and overselling too. And they're making a deal on paying the debts out over a longer period of time. And Saddam's really happy. Charismatic U.S. killer. Now, on his own. He got too big for his britches. But he's sitting there, okay, fine. And He says, well, I'm going to invade if they don't stop. She goes, hey, we don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. If the diplomacy doesn't work, you do what you need to. And he says, well, thank you. So he rolls into Kuwait. And then they had PR firms claiming they're throwing babies out of incubators. All admitted to be lies now. Admitted to be lies. None of it happened. And they roll in, and then the Iraqis try to retreat, and they kill a bunch of them, and that's real manly, highway of death. And you know, everybody feels real good. The warthogs got to kill thousands of people at one time. Ha, 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 as they retreated. It's real cool. And most of them, you know, pressed into service on the front lines, just poor people. And so all that, and then they send our troops in to clean up all the DU, and they die from it. But, you know, that's supporting them. That's how you do it. And so all of this takes place. Then they have 12-plus years of sanctions and 2-plus million Iraqis die. It was 1 million by 97. And on NBC, Madeleine Albright didn't deny over 1 million. 700,000 of them children, and she said 700,000 dead Iraqi children is a good price to pay. Go pull the transcript. I've got the tape somewhere around here. Somebody's got it. Mail it to me because we can't find it in our stacks. I want to play that. But you've seen it. You've heard it. It's on record. She goes, it's a good price to pay. 700,000 dead kids for security in the Gulf. Security was never meant. This was to start the destabilization. So, for 12 years they have sanctions and all these PR pieces about Saddam just takes all the money for himself and keeps it. Saddam Hussein was a smart tyrant. He never cared about a bunch of opulent wealth. When you hear about palaces, those are government buildings, folks. He cared. He actually tried to pay the people and build churches and fund people and leave things alone and have pay for tuition and for the youth and do all this. I mean, he could go stand in a group of 5,000 people with machine guns and nobody'd shoot him. Yeah, you see our president doing that. So, off and on, for 12-plus years, they bomb them on a monthly basis. They blow up the water treatment plants. They blow up the energy systems. They won't ship them anything that can be used in any even conventional weapons program to repair anything. They're under total siege. You know, 60 Minutes would show. The Iraqis would invite 60 Minutes in and go, look, we've got all these dentist chairs, thousands of them, but no tubing or no electrical systems for them. Or none of the brackets. Well, you ever see the footage online of the Iraqi camera showing this? They're telling 60 Minutes that. 60 Minutes comes back and goes, look at all the equipment they've got, but he won't give it to his people. The Iraqis brought them in to show them how they weren't being allowed to have all the things they needed, basic things like medicine, because that could be used for the military. And then the media spun it. It's the same media like ITN and BBC showing people in Bosnia. Remember Cover of Time magazine showed the video still? A guy's dying of, he's real sick from some disease, and he's up against a barbed wire fence trying to break in to get food. Then they claimed he was in a camp when he was actually trying to get in, and then right next to him are two fat guys. But they just show that one image and say there's camps. It's the same thing. And so, Iraqis go from 25-plus million. Their census in 1990 was 25.2 million, if memory serves. I know it was over 25.2, memory serves. Just go look it up for yourself. I know it was over 25 mil. And now it's 22 mil. And 654,000 of those were in the first 3 years. We don't have the numbers yet on the last 8 months of the next fourth year. But we'll be getting those next year if Lancet's allowed to do it again. British Medical Journal. With doctors in the field, that's a conservative estimate. The high-end estimate's 900 plus thou. Okay? And what is the stated plan? It is genocide. It is total control. It is get the groups killing each other and have endless killing. And have it never stop. Have it never end. And widen it into conflict into the north to destabilize even an ally, Turkey, to destabilize Iran, to destabilize Syria. And have those countries fall and link up with Afghanistan to the east. And that's the stated plan. And they're doing an excellent job. You think the war on drugs is a failure? It's a great success. More drugs than ever on the streets. from 1 million in prison to over 7 million. You see, that's a success. They call it a failure. It's not a failure. It's just what you and I are told it's for isn't what it's really for. You're told it's go turn the power on, get them all happy, help them, give them freedom. Baloney. It's about accentuate sectarian violence and balkanize that country and make sure it never rises to be a leadership position in the Middle East again. Period. Same thing with overthrowing Mossadegh in 53. Pro-America, a poet, anti-communist. You think they want that guy in there for 1 minute who wears a suit and a tie and got a shaved head and isn't running around screaming Allah Akbar? No way, Jose. They got to get him out and fast. You think they want Slobo with big factories? No. So they bomb Belgrade into a radioactive slag heap. They're doing the same thing here economically to the U.S. They want you dependent, poor, and stupid. And most of us are.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Welcome back. I said I'd play the 9/11 stuff this hour. I'll play it next hour, early next hour. We'll get to Tom and Andrew and everybody else that's holding. Wide open phones. It is the first day of 2007. We're live, 1-800-259-9231. So they tell you it's about WMDs. We have the memos where they admittedly were lying to us on purpose. We knew that, of course, but now it's admitted. And then they go in, they swear we're going to leave in just a few months. The plan was to stay forever, just like they're in Germany 60 years later. There is no leaving. There is no plan to leave. They're building permanent bases. And the, by the way, they could have stabilized it within weeks of being there. It's meant to kill our troops to keep the war going, because then there wouldn't be an excuse to stay. That's why they've caught British and Israeli and U.S. troops staging terror attacks in Iraq to stir it up between sides. Now, first off, was that Saddam last night? We know, and it came out in British papers, we reported on this, of course, months before it broke, because we could see it with the colonel on video, the Marine Corps colonel saying, "You found Saddam in that spider hole. Do you understand? That's where he was. Repeat. Where did you find him? We found him in there. That's all you say. Now repeat. Where did you find him? In that hole." Very suspicious. They screwed up and let that get out. The guy had already been beat to a pulp, whoever this hairy creature was. And then it came out that the Kurds had captured whoever that individual was 3.5 weeks before and had handed him over to coalition a week before, and that they had gone and staged that whole event. Now, that's admitted now. Okay? I mean, that came out in the Times of London. That came out in French papers. It's on record. The Kurds had him. That whole event was staged. It's the same with Private Lynch. The Iraqis come out and say, "The Republican Guard has left. We've got her at the hospital along with some other people and some bodies. Please come." And they had to wait 3 days to get Jerry Bruckheimer. This was BBC reported. The big Hollywood director told him how to shoot the video, how to do it. He directed it via sat telephone and satellite link-ups there at Qatar. And then, of course, it came out the whole thing was a lie and staged. Pat Tillman, it's the same story over and over again. But before, five people in her unit started shooting their mouths off, saying it was all lies, that she was a coward. They all died. We're talking double taps to the head, you name it. We're talking at their houses in Denver and Phoenix. Imagine you're cooking hamburgers in the backyard. Somebody in a black uniform pops up over the privacy fence and double taps you in the head. Precision killings. I mean, the Pentagon's killing their own troops if they shoot their mouth off. They wanted a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl up there to sell women in the military. So let's, and until she saved her own life, because I guarantee you she wasn't going to be around long with that stuff leaking. She said, "It's all a fable. It's all a lie. They told me to lie. I don't know why." Okay? So just so you have an example of propaganda, there it is. The Saddam thing staged. She's staged. It's all staged, okay? It's despicable. This is the type of fiascos they come up with. And they don't care if they get caught. They just keep moving forward with new lies for old. So we know that that Saddam capture was staged. Now, people got confused with the Saddam they captured in that hole with the Saddam 2.5 months before during the invasion with the chubby face, with the different teeth, with the glasses to hide that it wasn't Saddam, definitely one of his doubles, giving speeches. People get confused between the guy in the hole and the clearly fake Saddam, and that's where this "it's not Saddam" stuff comes from. I did a lot of research this weekend. Well, I'll tell you what I saw when we get back. It's very important. Stay with me.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.